This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Judiciary Committee of the Senate will come to order. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Bradford, Senator Heinert, Senator Monroe,
here.
Senator Rush,
here.
Senator Valley, Norstrup,
here.
Thiessen.
Here. We do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting? Moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Norstrup. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. Minutes are approved. Only order of business today is to talk about summer studies. Is there any ideas for summer studies from the committee? Senator Rush.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One idea that I had, and we kind of did a sticking together of a bunch of the statutes that deal with forfeitures, civil forfeitures this year, and I wonder, I've been reading that there's been a lot of changes made in other states and studies of the forfeiture laws made in other states, and I wonder whether that would be a possible. I'm sure law enforcement is probably real happy with the procedure that we have now, but that's not to say that it couldn't be improved and additional due process rights couldn't be put into it.
Thank you. You've stolen my thunder, Senator Rush. I concur. I think that time is ripe for a review of civil forfeiture. I think there's some mood of sort of outside of the criminal justice system where people are sort of looking with a jaundiced eye at some of the forfeiture things. And I'm thinking maybe it's time in South Dakota for us to take a hard look at our forfeiture and maybe change some things. So I would concur that that's a good subject for our summer study list. Other ideas? Senator Monroe?
Chairman, I see these issues coming up every year, and I'm not really positive this is for the judiciary or not, but we did have a bill that applied to it this year. Somehow I would like to, just because agriculture is such a huge part of South Dakota and such an important part of the economy, and I see laws, I see bills that try to cross the try to mix the, I don't know how to put this, how to mix the statutes between the actual agricultural animals according to their use and the category that I'd call the category of pets, which would be residential, in-house, in-yard. And I think that somehow these two need to be divided out so that statutes can apply separately without having to overlap and cause confusion.
So are you talking about abuse, neglect, mistreatment?
All of those areas,
conditions,
yes.
For...
Absolutely.
Okay. As I recall, we did have a bill on that subject.
Thank you.
Animal treatment, domestic, I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
Animal treatment versus animal husbandry would be one way to put it.
Or, yeah. Farm animals and pets in plain language, probably.
And continue to leave homing pigeons out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, well, before we adjourn, I think I'm certainly singing to the choir here or singing to the committee, but I want to commend the committee for a year, a good, hard year's work. I do think we probably set a record in handling 60 bills. I very much appreciate the committee for all their research and all their the ways in which they contributed to the committee, and I really think that we got a lot of bills because I think our leadership trusts us to take a good hard look at things and pass those that should and don't pass those that shouldn't, and that's the way it should be. So my compliments to the committee. Before we go, we've got a token of our appreciation for our staff who was here all the extra time that we were here as well. Roxanne and Marilyn. Marilyn, you're a quick learner. And so now that you're learned, well, you'll be all completely up to speed next year. And of course, Roxanne is Roxanne, so.
Thank you.
You think, right? Anyway, we appreciate your services, and you did, like the committee, you joined us in above and beyond duty, so we very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Good. Senator Heinert, anything to contribute? We have, for a summer study, we have civil, we have a forfeiture as a suggestion, and we have differentiating between livestock and pets on animal abuse, something similar to the case that we heard regarding that issue.
Mr. Chairman.
Huh? Close enough? Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, just the forfeiture.
Be on the list.
Clarification?
Yes.
So you can request these by a committee vote or through you, the chair, or as an individual legislator, if
you'd
like to
do. A motion to put these two subject, as we have talked about, in front of the legislature for summer study. Motion by Rush, seconded by Nordstrup. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Bradford, Heinert,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Valley, Nordstrup,
aye.
Teason,
aye. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Senator Heinert, seconded by Senator Monroe. All in favor of adjournment for the final time, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, call it a year.